Thank you for downloading the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, powered by Simply Auto LLC. They're on Stadium, south of Interstate 555 in Jonesboro. And here's one of the great things about Simply Auto. They have guaranteed credit approval, plus a great selection that you can even check out online today at simplyautollc.com. So if you're looking for a different vehicle, check out simplyautollc.com. That's simply with an I.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
It's Brandon, it's Kelly, it's David, the Barrel Boy. And here we go. Happy Thursday morning, y'all.
Good morning.
How y'all feeling today?
Good.
We ready for the day?
I think so.
Heck yeah, let's do this.
It's a weird morning for me because I was driving to work and one of my neighbors has Christmas lights on his house. And I drove past Vet Care and there's Christmas lights on Vet Care.
Yes.
And I start to think, did I just now get into the holiday season like that? Like a snap of my fingers?
I've got a ladder you can use tonight.
Oh man. I don't know about that. As a kid, true story, my mother had somebody put up these big blue bulbs. Mm-hmm. They were the big fat Christmas bulbs outside of the house, right? This is a bigger thing, I guess, back in the 80s. And
yes.
So these were like giant light bulb looking things, but they were blue. So we had somebody put them up, but my mother, because my father passed away, she didn't take them down. So legitimately, they were up at least for one full calendar year.
Aww.
They might have still been up when she sold the house. I'm not sure that wasn't the case.
Are you serious?
Yeah. It's time to get in the holiday spirit, though, guys. Thanksgiving is officially 1 week from today. What's on your mind this morning, Kelly?
Well, do you ever make one of those meals at night and it completely lifts your mood and spirit, like if you've had a bad day? I did this last night, and it's a meal that I don't make a lot, but I think people should do it more often.
What is it?
Tomato soup and grilled cheeses.
That does sound good.
Does it?
That does sound good.
It was just a long day yesterday, and my kids were tired. You know, where everybody's ready for Thanksgiving break. Yep. And it's like Joey that said, that would sound good, just soup and grilled cheese. And we made it, and it's like everybody was happy after dinner.
Did you dunk?
Yeah.
So your grilled cheese goes into your tomato soup.
I'm such a dunker.
I don't know if I'd be a dunker in that situation.
Oh, it's good. Yeah.
What's on your mind this morning, David?
And there's nothing like starting your day off with burning your tongue on coffee. Here I am pouring it all in my thermos. Fun. And then I put some milk in there with it. And I'm thinking, oh, it's cold enough. Swig.
Bam.
Can't taste anything for a week now.
Mm-hmm. I actually see it flaking off right now.
It's really? Called sloughing.
I can see it too.
What are you looking like, huh?
You look like Kai's lizard right now. You guys ready to hop in the Wayback Machine?
Let's do it.
Let's do that. Back on this date, 1991, the number one song in the country was held by Garth.
You know now I'm not a man who's ever been insecure about the world I've been living in. I don't break easy, I have my pride, but if you need to be satisfied, I'm shameless.
That's 26 years ago.
Wow.
Well, honey, I don't have a prayer. Every time I see you standing there, I go down upon my knees. And I'm changed. Swore I'd never compromise. Oh, but you convinced me otherwise. I'll do anything.
Number one in 91.
You see, in all my life, I've never found what I couldn't resist, what I couldn't turn down. I could walk away from anyone I ever knew, but I can't walk away from you.
It's Shameless and Garth.
But it's your world now, I can't refuse.
Here we go.
I've never had so much to lose.
Kelly, go, like Garth.
Shameless.
The crowd's going crazy at a Garth show. That's the number one song in the country on this date, back in 1991.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So last night we're sitting on the couch, and like many people probably do when they're with their family, we begin the YouTube scroll.
Oh, yeah.
Smart TV to YouTube, and we all have different things we want to watch. Leslie wants to watch makeup, which Kai and I are out on.
Yeah.
I want to watch wrestling stuff, which Kai and Leslie are out on.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kai wants to watch like people playing video games.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what he likes to do.
Right.
So we were going through last night, and I decided like we found Mr. Rogers. And I was telling Kai, like, Mr. Rogers was my hero as a kid. I loved Mr. Rogers. It was better than Sesame Street as a kid.
Yeah. I would have loved to watch his expression as he watched Mr. Rogers.
Oh, he and even Leslie looked over at me like, ugh, what are you talking about? Because it was so cheesy when you go back and watch it. But I was loving that because it was all the nostalgia thing from my childhood of watching Mr. Rogers walk up to the zoo and I don't know where he was, Los Angeles, San Francisco, or whatever. So I was all excited about that. And then I was like, Kai, you want to see the best cartoon of all time? And I went over and I found, what do you think it is?
Smurfs.
Okay.
Ooh, He-Man.
Both wrong. I found the Flintstones.
Oh my goodness, yeah.
I loved that. Even as I was getting older, I loved the Flintstones. I don't know why, but to me that was my favorite. And Kai was over here like, ugh, Dad. Mm-hmm. That looks so old.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's still solid, though. You can't go wrong with the Flintstones or the Jetsons.
Right. Bam, bam.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And all the different stuff, because they were funny and stuff. Right. Right? The Brontosaurus burgers and all that, and Fred peddling the car,
yeah.
And Wilma and Betty and Barney. And Leslie thought that the deal was Dino, not Dino. It's spelled D-I-N-O.
Yeah.
That's Dino. It's,
yeah.
But he was Dino, right?
Dino. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you think the best cartoon of all time is the Smurfs?
No. That's just what I was going to pick. My favorite one was probably, I loved Inspector Gadget.
Oh, I forgot about Inspector
Gadget. Go, Gadget, whatever. Yeah. And then I liked DuckTales.
You don't ever watch DuckTales.
Yeah, I love DuckTales.
I bet Kai would like that.
Mm-hmm.
I like DuckTales for a minute.
Because they had the rich uncle, you know,
yeah,
they were rich and they went on adventures and all this kind of stuff.
No, I think in my childhood, though, I hit the peak of cartoons because there were so many good ones at the same time. It was hard to pick which one we were going to watch because they were all so good. Like Dexter's Lab, Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Yep.
You remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
You had the Fairly Odd Parents.
No, I did love that one.
Yeah, that was a good show.
Growing up with my kids.
SpongeBob SquarePants, still on to this day so good.
I haven't seen any of the other ones, though.
Really?
But like, you know, Kurt, it's a different age thing.
Yeah, it
like,
is.
I had no reason to watch those when you were a kid, David.
Yeah. Rocko's Modern Life is another one. There were so many great cartoons. Dragon Ball Z, You're Gonna Get Home from School. That was like the go-to.
Oh my goodness. Did you ever watch Ren and Stimpy?
Nope.
Yeah, I used to love
Ren
that show.
Ren and Stimpy.
Now, see, I'd love to let Kai watch like the Beavis and Butthead stuff, but his mom would freak out.
Oh my gosh.
Because like if I see something as a cartoon, I think it's okay to watch it.
Oh.
Like, hey, that's a cartoon. And then it's like South Park or it's, you know,
King of the Hill.
Yeah, one of those other ones. I didn't realize they had those sitcoms that changed cartoons. To me, the best of all time, hands down, no debate, the Flintstones. I'm going to stand on that mountaintop and scream that loud today.
There could be a debate.
Should we see what the phone lines are thinking?
Yeah.
Yes.
Best cartoon of all time. It's okay to agree with me if you want to.
And it's okay to disagree.
It just makes you more cool if you agree with me.
Oh, whatever. Get out of here.
870-935-KFUN is our number. It's 870-935-5346.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Talking about the greatest cartoon of all time, 870-935-KFUN is our number. We have Gunnar Dacus on the phone. Gunnar, what's the best cartoon of all time, man?
Tom and Jerry.
That is a good one. That's a great choice.
I didn't even think about that one.
Forgot, yeah.
Now, how old are you, Gunnar?
I'm 25.
All right, so a fan of the legendary stuff,
I like
too.
It.
Where do you live?
Lake City.
870-935-KFUN is our number. It's 870-935-5346.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So the best cartoon of all time, I believe that it's the Flintstones. Kelly says it is Inspector Gadget, and he was good too.
Go, go, Gadget Arms.
And David has all these cartoons I've never heard of.
Oh, they're all so good, though.
Hey, remember that one? Billy, Steve, and Ed. That was a good one.
90s cartoons, man.
I love Billy, Steve, and Ed. Let's go ahead and go to the phones. Abby from Jonesboro, best cartoon of all time.
Well, when I was a child, I loved Dragon Tale.
Dragon Tale.
I never watched that much, but I saw it on TV all the time.
Yeah, and then, of course, SpongeBob.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with SpongeBob.
How old are you?
I'm 21.
Okay.
So I don't watch them now.
There will come a day where you'll sit down with the child and you'll start watching cartoons again, I promise. All right, we appreciate your call this morning. Phone line still open, 870-935-KFINE. It's 870-935-5346. And, of course, every morning on KFINE, we got your gossip. And one of the big stories all this week was Blake Shelton as People's Sexiest Man Alive. So you wonder, when somebody is named the Sexiest Man Alive, how their significant other reacts to it.
Mm-hmm.
And Gwen Stefani is super, super happy. She says, and I quote, "He doesn't even know how cute he is. He's cocky, but it's only because he's a cowboy.
Aww.
She goes on to say, it's interesting because I don't think any of those things like beauty or sexy or whatever way you want to describe humans is necessarily a physical thing that people are attracted to. I think it's all about the heart. And he has that big old gigantic heart in there, and he's quite an attractive human being.
Aw, that's sweet.
So, Gwen Stefani's thoughts on Blake Shelton being people's sexiest man alive.
Well, looks like Mariah Carey is canceling the first few shows her Christmas tour this year. And she said on Twitter, "Lambs, just in time for the holiday gift-giving season, it seems I've received a present of my own. A lovely upper respiratory infection after last week's
You
flu.
Sound just like her.
Thank you. Thank you.
Dude, I could have predicted this weeks ago. Have you seen what she's been wearing?
Uh-huh.
I'd have a chest cold, too.
oh, my goodness.
She also missed the Sunday premiere of a new animated movie she's in called The Star. And there's a lot of rumors going on because of those allegations that came out, a week or two ago. And then her boyfriend, Brian Tanaka, is trying to take more of an active role in managing her career. So I don't know if it's more of her actually being sick or there's a lot going on in her life right now.
Yeah.
So lots going on.
All right, so late show host James Corden has a bit called Carpool Karaoke. People love it. Of course, if you don't know what it is, stars come with him and they drive in his car and basically they sing all their main hits. And he gets away with asking them some questions that they probably wouldn't be asked anywhere else. So he did one last night with Pink. It's really, really good. They did some of her best songs, Raise Your Glass, Get This Party Started. And she gave him a mini choreography session. And she also, you know, she does all the aerial stuff in her concerts. Mm-hmm. Well, she was telling him that it was pretty easy to sing upside down. So they got those inverted tables. And so they invert themselves and try to sing. And that's pretty funny watching that. But if you want to see it, it's on our Facebook page, facebook.com/KFIN1079.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Troy from Poughkeepsie's on the phone. We're talking about the best cartoons of all time. Troy, what do you think it is, man?
I'm going to go with what David said. It's going to be He-Man.
He-Man's a solid choice.
Yep.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite cartoons as a kid.
So, Troy, did you ever have the He-Man action figures and the castle set and all that stuff?
Yes, sir.
That's one of the toys I wish I would have kept over all the years. I kept all of my wrestling stuff, but like the He-Man stuff with the tiger, like the green tiger with the stripes and all that, I should have kept that.
Castle Grayskull.
Yep.
Yep.
See, I wish I still had all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because I did. My mom bought that probably in, 84, 85, something like that. CJ from Walnut Ridge, what's your favorite cartoon of all time, man?
There was quite a few of them I liked, but I've got to go with Ed, Edd n Eddy.
Oh, man, I used to love Ed, Edd n Eddy growing up. I in fact, they had a marathon one time, and I recorded the entire thing on VHS. Dude,
wow.
It was so good.
The tall Ed, you know, the one that wore the green shirt?
Uh-huh.
I could talk just like him.
Do it.
Yeah, can you still do it?
I'd rather not do it. I like that Ed, Eddy, Scooby-Doo, Kurt, mm-hmm. the Cowardly Dog,
yep.
Dexter's Laboratory.
Those are the classics, man.
And how old are you, CJ?
24.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It's kind of funny. All the people we've talked to so far this morning have talked about their favorite cartoon, and they're at least 20 years old. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
So, cartoons for another time as well. 870-935-KFINE is our number. We have Ken from Hayti on the phone. Hey, Ken, what's your favorite cartoon of all time?
I still love the Roadrunner.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, that is a really good
Wile
one.
Wile E. Coyote.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, was there ever any dialogue in that, or was it all just the meep, meep?
Yep.
That was all it was, right?
Yes, it was.
So simple, but so fun to watch as a kid. And the Acme things would fall off and smash the guy.
Yeah. Bombs blown up and just walk away from everything.
You know, it's funny. I bet Kai would like that one because there's people exploding and it's silly. I bet he'd love it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back and watch that one today.
Mm-hmm.
I think I might show him the Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
You know, guys, if you're leaving clothes laying around your house, in some cases it may take 4 or 5 days for your significant other to kind of explode on you, or it could take 40 to 50 years.
Oh, my. What?
That's kind of what happened in this case, because 86-year-old Helen got sick and tired of her 69-year-old husband, Joseph, laying his dirty underwear everywhere.
I think ladies everywhere understand this problem.
Yeah.
There's kinda. Probably at least 2 pair of underwear on my floor right now.
See?
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's because you get in the shower and you just leave them there.
Yep.
Oh, man. I try not to do that. I feel so guilty if I do that.
Never go into my bathroom.
Oh, well, wasn't my plan. Anyway, last week, Helen got her fill of Joseph when he left the underwear sitting in the tub. Now, that's a line I think he crossed. That's pretty nasty.
Yeah, that's bad.
So Helen decided to confront Joseph and thought he was doing it on purpose to make her mad. So at that point, Helen decided to punch him in the face.
Oh, Helen!
And that's when Joseph pushed her back.
Oh, Joseph!
Unfortunately, Helen and Joseph, they ended up getting arrested. Both of them did. They have mugshots out there now.
Oh, no, they don't.
So at the
She's 80-something?
86.
Bless it.
And poor old Helen.
And
69-year-old Joseph.
What the Helen?
And there is
I'm making that shirt.
Older women. What
I'm
am
making
I
that
you?
Shirt, man. What the Helen?
And there is even more proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right. You guys ready to go to the phones?
Yes, sir.
We have an amazing, delicious Andy's concrete to give away. K-Fine concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard. So think about what you take. You take your creamy vanilla custard, and you throw in some Oreos and some fudge and some caramel.
You can't go wrong.
Or caramel, whichever one you prefer.
Caramel.
All you have to do is tell them if you want caramel or caramel, and they'll do the right one.
Right.
We need caller number 7 on the phone lines this morning, 870-935-KFINE. It's 870-935-5346. Hey, good morning, K-Fine. Who's this?
This is Donnie.
Hey, Donnie, where are you from?
Newport.
How are you this morning, Donnie?
I'm good.
How would you like some sweets for breakfast?
Sounds great.
We have a free K-Fine concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard for you to win, but you have to play our really old game with a really lame name. It's called No!
Your
Show! Donnie, we have 5 facts that relate to either myself, Kelly, or David. You have to get 3 out of 5 facts right, okay?
All right.
All right, here we go.
Okay, so question 1. Who was the bench warmer for their 8th and 9th grade basketball teams? Was that Brandon, Kelly, or David?
David.
Yay!
Yeah, 100% right.
Did you notice he didn't even take a second to think about that?
I know. Who participated in choir in high school, college, and their adult life? Was it Brandon, Kelly, or David?
Kelly.
Yay!
Hey, Donnie. All right, check this one out. You could win on this one. Which one of us has lived in Texas, Tennessee, Kentucky, and in Arkansas? Is it Brandon? There we go.
Great job.
Hey, Donnie, congratulations. We're going to hook you up with the K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard.
Thank you.
You are welcome. And check this out. We have floor tickets to go see Chris Stapleton tonight in Little Rock.
Yes.
You want those? Be listening for your chance to win this morning with K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Are you guys ready to celebrate some local people?
Of course.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Wait.
Happy birthday to you.
Wait for it. Well, 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 time for birthdays for today, Thursday, November the 16th of 2017. Local birthdays, local celebrities. Here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Amanda Arnold of Jonesboro, who celebrates today. Derek Sims, who's from Walnut Ridge, is 32. Michael Slater of Jonesboro, 37. Austin Frames is 28 from Wynn. Lisa Newberry of Jonesboro has a birthday today. Shirley Gamble of Jonesboro. Lee Kerr, also from Jonesboro. Danny Smith Jr. from Blyville has a birthday. Leanne Keating from Cash. We have Stephanie Southern from Blyville celebrating. David Roundman Grove from Paragould. Shout out to Roundman celebrating his birthday today. And Jason Bell of Jonesboro is celebrating today as well.
We have one more happy birthday to Edgar Sanchez's mother-in-law, Evangelina Marquez from Paragould.
All right, happy birthday. And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say
Happy birthday
to all y'all, and you celebrate with these celebrities.
Maggie Gyllenhaal is 40 years old today. She was in Secretary, Donnie Darko, and The Dark Knight as well. Brandy Glanville is 45 from The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Lisa Bonet is 50.
That's married to?
She was married to Lenny Kravitz.
Now?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, she's married somebody else, didn't she?
Aquaman.
Who is it?
Oh, she's married Jason Momoa.
Yeah, she's married Jason Momoa.
Oh, but she was Denise Huxtable on The Cosby Show.
She's pretty, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Mutt Lange is 69. Now, he's done a ton. What?
Lang.
That's what I said, Lang.
Okay, close enough. I'm going to give you credit. He's a little bit older.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he's 69 now, but he's noted for his work with AC/DC, yep. Foreigner, Def Leppard, and Shania Twain.
He was married to Shania Mutt Lang. Let's play some Shania. He worked on this one.
Yeah.
Mutt Lange also produced this one.
This job ain't worth the pay. Can't wait till the end of the day. Hey, honey, I'm on my way.
Here we go.
Hey, 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 hey.
All right, let's sing it.
Hey, honey, I'm home and had a hard day.
Hey. So Mutt Lange was married to Shania, and he helped to produce this song as well. Lots of good ones. I didn't realize he was 17 years older than her when they got married. One more Shania, just because.
Okay. So you're Brad Pitt. That don't impress
me much. We found out the meaning behind the song this year.
Got the looks, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're all right. But that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much.
Let's give away a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custer. Congratulations goes out to Lisa Newberry, the winner of a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard and the Big 107.9 K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Well, evidently, Carrie Underwood's fall at home over last week was a lot more serious than we thought. She actually had to undergo surgery on her wrist. You know, we heard she fell on the steps and injured her wrist and had scrapes and bruises, but she went through and actually had to have surgery. She said in a tweet, "I'll be setting off airport metal detectors from now on."
Oh my gosh.
She went on to say, "I'm so thankful for the doctors, nurses, family, and friends who have been taking such great care of me." So whatever happened was obviously much more serious than we initially thought.
Well, guys, you can now own a piece of the king of country, that is. George Strait's home in San Antonio is up for sale.
Oh, wow.
Now, it's sitting on about 12 acres, 3 bedrooms, 4 baths. It's got a pool and a spa, sports court, workout room with a sauna, a walk-in safe room, 14 fireplaces, and self-contained separate guest house. And it was listed for right around $4 million.
Hmm.
Is that what you had pulled up this morning when I walked in?
Yeah, look at this picture. I mean, it's absolutely insane. It's more like a... I don't even know what you... A compound, almost.
It's crazy looking. That's where he lives?
Yeah. It's up for sale, though.
I'm going to go bid on it.
You should. You should.
I have $100,000.
Yeah. So WhiskeyRiff.com has a list. They just came out with a list of the 10 sexiest men in country music. But what's funny, they did this after they found out that Blake Shelton was being named People's Sexiest Man Alive, right?
Right.
Well, they left him off the list. I guess they're trying to prove a point. I don't know. But here's the list. Number 10, Kanan Smith. And actually, this is a really good list. I'm going to give it my approval. Okay. Midland Singers, number 9, Mark Weistrock. 8, Brett Young. 7, Tim McGraw.
Okay.
Number 6, Michael Ray. Number 5, Jake Owen. Number 4, Dierks Bentley. Number 3, Sam Hunt.
What?
Number 2,
David's upset about that one.
Kip Moore. And number 1, I'm going to look over at my picture with him on the wall.
Gosh.
Brett Eldridge.
I woke up still drunk, drunk on your love, love, on your love, love.
The sexiest man in country?
In y'all's face.
David shaking his head.
Number 1, John Party's not on this list.
Oh my gosh.
He's in the top 3.
Sure, man.
Sam Hunt is number 1 in my heart.
There you go. Congratulations, though, to Brett Eldridge.
I wanna be that song that gets you high, makes you dance, makes you fall. That melody rewinds years, wants to disappear, makes time stall. Wanna be those words, fill you up, pull your windows down, and keeps you young, makes you believe you're out where you belong. I wanna be that song.
Makes me think Kelly put that list together because she's been screaming that for the last
what
couple of years.
What are you talking about? No.
That's your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So I woke up this morning, and of course, like most human beings do that have social media, we start scrolling social media.
Oh, yeah.
So for me, the alarm goes off at like 4:01. By 4:03, I'm going, burr, 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 trying to see what's on there. And I come across this picture that Jerry the King Lawler posted, and he posted a photo of him and the Backstreet Boys off in Vegas. I'm like, that's pretty cool. Wow. They must have been at the same event. And then I read the caption, and what the King posted was that his fiance, Lauren, she was a big fan of the Backstreet Boys, and he took her there to surprise her for her birthday in Vegas with the Backstreet Boys backstage.
What a surprise.
So, like, how cool is that? She was talking, I saw her post, and she was like, you know, this brings me back to being 14 years old and loving the Backstreet Boys.
Yeah.
And then I started thinking, like, for all of us, we think back to our teenage years, right? Mm-hmm. The awkwardness of, you know, the physical part that's awkward and the hormonal part that's awkward.
Right.
And we all had this crush. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to think, like, for her to be able to go meet the Backstreet Boys, it was like walking into seeing, like, for me, Pamela Anderson or something like that.
Right. Oh,
yeah.
Because y'all, for real, early 90s Pam Anderson.
Yep, yep.
And me.
Mm-hmm.
We were perfect for each other.
Oh my gosh. So weird.
Oh, man.
But legit, like, if you were to say to me your teenage years, who would have been the girl? Who's the one? It's straight up Pamela Anderson.
Okay.
And I'm talking about before, you know, the later years where it became a little more enhanced.
Yeah. Correct.
Like, if you look at those Home Improvement days, if you look at the early Baywatch days, like, that Pam Anderson was amazing.
I think she was really pretty, too.
I was like, that was my teenage crush.
Mm-hmm.
So if Lawler could work that out.
Yeah,
and maybe
that'd be great.
Get it to where I can meet her.
Well, I bet it can make it happen.
If Lawler could also work out me meeting my crush when I was little, John Stamos, Uncle Jesse.
Oh, I bet he's met him.
I know.
He probably knows him. He probably has his number
probably
in his phone.
Friends with him.
You'd go meet John Stamos.
Yeah.
What would you say to John Stamos?
Have mercy. I don't know.
So John Stamos,
I'm sure no one has said that to him before. Mm-hmm.
He's engaged. He has a
correct,
fiance.
Correct.
He's talking about, he's like 53 or 54.
She's like what, 19?
Yeah, basically. They're still talking about having a baby.
That's crazy.
And he said it would be such a disappointment for him not to have a child.
Wow.
So David, your teenage crush. Go back to the days when you were a teenager, which was just a couple years ago.
Yeah.
But who would that crush have been? For me, Pam Anderson. For her, John Stamos. For you, different generation.
Oh, it would have been Peyton Manning, without a doubt.
David.
Hang on. Is that the question?
Not like... I'm not talking about like that. I'm talking about like an attraction. Like a physical attraction.
Well,
not like a hero thing.
I meant it like
whatever works for you, David.
It's like a man crush. I mean,
but I'm not talking. I'm talking about
a song about that.
Well,
no, it was girl crush. So you should have a crush on a girl. No, I'm just talking about like, did you not have somebody when you were a teenager that was like, oh man, she's the best? Was it not Topanga or something like that?
Well, I never really grew up with that show. I grew up with Peyton Manning. He was my guy. He was the dude. He was
could you
my
not
crush.
Pick a cheerleader from the Cowboys cheerleaders?
Something.
I don't know. I mean, Scarlett Johansson?
She seems so new to me, but maybe for him that kind of works.
Yeah.
So Scarlett Johansson, John Stamos, Pam Anderson, what's yours? 870-935-KFINE. 870-935-5346. We want to know your teenage crush, all right?
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We're talking about our teenage crush, right?
Mm-hmm.
Devin Jones from Kennett is on the phone. Devin, who's your teenage crush?
Definitely Kelly Kapowski from Saved by the Bell.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, she's tough to beat, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So I still follow her on social media, and I still see the stuff she posts. I'm like, she's still so pretty.
She really is.
I agree. I follow her on social media, too.
Who's your teenage crush? 870-935-KFINE. It's 870-935-5346.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Good morning, KFINE. Who's this?
Drake.
All right. Who is your teenage crush?
Jennifer Aniston.
You can't go wrong with her.
Good one.
You really
no,
can't.
No, man.
And she's still pretty, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's all day crush.
So do me a favor. Never tell my wife that the reason I still watch Friends is because of Jennifer Aniston, okay?
Man, I watch all her movies. My girlfriend, it drives her nuts.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Who is your teenage crush? That's our question this morning. When you were a teen, who were you like, oh my gosh, for me it was Pam Anderson. 870-935-KFINE is our number. We have Jason from Kaiser on the phone. Jason, who was yours?
It would have to be Kelly of Saved by the Bell.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's funny because guys, like, none of us pick Jesse Spano. Nobody says Lisa Turtle. All guys go right toward Kelly Kapowski. Mm-hmm.
That's it.
I still wear her shirt to this day. Like, it's not her personal shirt. Mm-hmm. It's the one that has her face on it. Is that weird?
Uh-huh.
It is?
No.
It's weird that I'm 40 and wearing a Kelly Kapowski shirt.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So we're talking about teenage crushes. Like, who was your big crush when you were a teen? 870-935-KFINE is our number. Let's go to the phones and Timothy Goff from Leechville. Timothy, who was your teenage crush?
Yes, sir. Mine was Lonnie Anderson.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Was she on WKRP in Cincinnati?
Yes, sir. I think she was also married to Burt Reynolds.
Yep.
Man, she was pretty. Mm-hmm. I remember her, too.
Yeah.
All right, we appreciate the call this morning. Let's go to line number four and Tasha in Pocahontas. Hey, Tasha, who was your teenage crush?
Well, Patrick Swayze. Nobody beats Patrick Swayze.
Oh, yeah. Patrick Swayze. The women loved him.
Yes, he was just it.
Okay, so was it because of Dirty Dancing, or did you have a thing during, like, Roadhouse and all of that?
No, I'm going to go old school, North and South.
Oh, wow, I've never even seen that.
I hadn't either.
Yeah, that was his number one movie.
All right, we appreciate the call this morning. It's up on social media now as well. If you want to go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/KFIN1079. So Pamela Anderson was my teenage crush.
John Stamos was mine, Uncle Jesse.
I'm still sticking with Peyton Manning. He was my crush.
So dumb.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Who is your teenage crush? 870-935-KFINE. 870-935-5346. Mel from Jonesboro, who is your teenage crush?
Well, I was just going to say, what do you do when your teenage crush, like, lets you down? When I was growing up, my teenage crush, like, I used to call myself Miss Garrett, was Leif Garrett.
Yeah.
And our Leif Garrett. I was so in love with him. I had all the Tiger Beat, the Teen Beat, all of the posters. I had them on my wall.
Yep.
And then he's like Thug Life when he gets older.
That kind of messes with you a little bit, doesn't it?
It does. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. You know, you were my imaginary husband. You can't be, like, you know, doing drugs and robbing places or whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
He did go off the deep end, didn't he?
He did. And it's all because we didn't get married in real life.
Yeah, I'm telling you're right.
If you would have got married, I've said that all along. If you guys would have got married, it would have been perfect for him.
Right.
Exactly. He would have been a much better man.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Every morning on KFINE, we got you gossip. And there's gossip out today on Blake Shelton. Again, he is now People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive.
Mm-hmm.
So his girlfriend, Gwen Stefani, decided she was going to comment on Blake being the sexiest man alive. And I thought it was really sweet what she said. She says, and I quote, "He doesn't even know how cute he is. He's cocky, but only because he's a cowboy." She goes on to say, "It's interesting because I don't think any of those things like beauty or sexy or whatever way you want to describe humans is necessarily a physical thing that people are attracted to. It's all about the heart, and he has a big ol' gigantic heart."
Aww.
Which I think was really sweet, and a sweet way for her to say, hey, Blake wins people over because he's handsome and he's sweet.
Well, guys, it looks like Mariah Carey's having to cancel the first few shows in her Christmas tour this year. Now, she also missed the Sunday premiere of this new animated movie she's in called The Star, and she's saying she's a little bit sick, and said on Twitter, "Lambs, just in time for the holiday gift-giving season, it seems like I've received a present of my own. A lovely upper respiratory infection after last week's flu."
So Mariah is now British, which is interesting to me.
But it does kind of make you wonder, is she sick? Is there something going on behind the scenes? Because there was those allegations a week or two ago from her former security team about some behind-the-scenes stuff going on.
And didn't she cancel a whole bunch of shows, like dates with Lionel Richie, too?
Yes.
Yeah, she did. She did.
Yeah, it just makes you wonder
spiral.
What's going on. Yeah,
yeah.
It's wild.
Okay, so there's all these lists coming out of sexiest men in country. Of course, People Magazine just came out with the sexiest man alive. Of course, that's Blake Shelton.
Right.
Well, WhiskeyRiff.com came out with their own 10 sexiest men in country music, and they admit basically it's a response to Blake Shelton being named People's, right? All right, so it says number 10. You'll like this one because I know you saw him in concert, David.
We did.
Kanan Smith. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was at J-Town.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that was awesome.
That was such a good show.
Number 9, Midland, the singer Mark Weistrock, which he used to be an underwear model.
Right.
Brett Young was
so
number 8.
So was David.
Yeah, believe it or not.
Brett Young was number 8. Tim McGraw, number 7. Number 6, Michael Ray, David's other buddy. Mm-hmm. Number 5, Jake Owen. Number 4, Dierks Bentley. Number 3, David's other favorite that he thinks should be number 1, Sam Hunt. Number 2, Kip Moore. And number 1, the only Brett Eldridge.
Congratulations, Brett. It is 8:33, and every morning on K-Fine, we got your gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Kelly was talking about the sexiest men in country according to a country blog, and David feels John Party should be on the list.
Yeah, he should be number 1 on that list. Sexiest man in country. I even tweeted about that.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Oh, David.
No, you didn't.
I did.
At David on KFIN on Twitter.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Right around this time every morning, Kelly likes to bring us the good news.
You know, with all the negativity happening in our world, I love to bring in stories that make you feel good or have a happy ending. So sometimes it's the smallest good deeds that mean the most, right? So there's a Facebook user, Herb Bolin of Clarksdale, Mississippi, and he posted a photo that's basically going viral on social media last week of a Walmart cashier helping an older man count his change. Yeah. So after the cashier gave him the total for his groceries, the man was apparently embarrassed by having to pay in coins. And even though she insisted she didn't mind, he looked apologetically at her and kind of started taking handfuls of change out of his pockets. Well, he miscounted and he starts to get frustrated. Well, he starts saying he's sorry and his hands and his voice start shaking. So Herb says the woman behind the counter started to help, and this cashier basically takes his hands, dumps all the change on the counter, and says, "There's not a problem. We'll do this together."
Right.
So once the transaction's finished, Herb thanks the woman for patiently helping this senior, and she responds with this: "You shouldn't have to thank me. What's wrong with our world is we've forgotten how to love one another." So the post has already been shared thousands of times, and Herb adds at the very end of this, "I just want to be more like her."
Wow.
So
sweet.
There's your story with a happy ending.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, so we're in the studio this morning with somebody I've been dealing with over email for the last couple of weeks. Please welcome into the studio, Melinda Baldridge. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Hey, we're good. Doing pretty well. We wanted to bring you in because, first of all, a little more than a month ago, we received an email. We were talking about our Community Hero Award, which is an awesome deal that we do with Families Inc. And we hear these amazing stories of people who have done courageous things and are showing bravery. And Melinda actually sent us an email about her father, Jerry Conley. And the email was one that got our attention. And then we sent it over to Families Inc. And it got their attention. And your dad was actually the person who was named as the K-Fine Families Inc. Community Hero. So congratulations to him.
Thank you.
I guess, and this is kind of a touchy subject, and we'll be real transparent in how this went. We called Melinda on a Monday morning, and it was, Kelly reminded me, it was the Monday after the Vegas tragedy. Mm-hmm. So our show was obviously a very tough show to do on that day. And we called Melinda after we were off of the air, and she delivered news to us that we weren't prepared for, and I guess there was no way to prepare for it.
No, sir.
So the day that we called Melinda, she had told us that her father had passed away the night before. Obviously, it was a horrible moment for you. It was a very sad moment for us, too, because we had read so many great things mm-hmm. about your dad. We gave Melinda the opportunity to come in here and accept the award on behalf of her dad, so I think, you know, to everybody in K-Fine country who can listen right now, why is your dad the person who was so deserving of being a community hero?
Dad was just, he was just a good human being. There's so many words I could say about Dad. He was kind, loving, never met a stranger. He worked in the grocery business for several years, and I had so many people that would come up and say, "I come to the store just to see your dad."
Aww.
You know, I mean, he just would make you light up. And he was just genuine, happy all the time. It didn't matter. He could be struggling and he'd never know it.
Right.
And when I heard this about the community award, the hero award, I just knew. I thought, I have to write about Dad.
I loved a part in your email when you're talking about, you know, going through chemo and radiation and how he made. You know, here he is going through this horrible stuff that does things to your body. But the people that did all of that, the nurses and doctors that saw him on a daily basis, weekly basis, grew to love him and looked forward to him coming in to see them, right?
Yes, ma'am. It amazed me. I mean, all we would hear is, oh, Mr. Conley, we love Mr. Conley. They would come in and say, Mr. Conley, I'm sorry, you know, because they were having to poke him. And he'd say, well, why are you sorry? He's like, you need to be sorry because you're having to put up with me for a few days. Right. I mean, somebody could be down and they're getting a chemo treatment and he'd go over and pump them up and encourage them and say, hey, we got this. Or that was just his personality. Mm-hmm. And everybody loved him. And I just couldn't believe all the compliments, you know, in the hospital of all things, you know, people coming up and saying, your dad is so unique.
Yeah.
He smiles through everything.
Isn't that awesome, though, that you have those memories, too?
Yes.
What do you think is your favorite? Is there a favorite memory of your entire life with your dad? Something that was funny that happened or just something that you enjoyed the most about your dad?
I would say probably Christmas time, because that was the only time you might see him get a little frustrated, because I'd always want these like big Barbie houses and stuff.
Put them together, right?
Yes. And Dad was more like a musician. He was not very good with putting things.
I saw that he played the drums, right?
Yes, ma'am.
That's so cool.
He's very talented, but as far as putting things together, that kind of thing, Mom would say, just go in the other room for a little while. And I just remember that.
It's the same way in our house. And my wife is always like, I think you're doing that wrong. I'm not doing it wrong.
Read the directions.
And we have that argument. And guess what? At the end of it, I'm taking the whole thing apart and starting over.
Yes, that was Dad. I mean, he just would get so frustrated, but he would get it done for me.
Tell me about his music. What do you like?
That was his favorite. Old rock and roll, old country. He loved everything. Yeah. Bluegrass. He was a drummer. He could play the bass. He lived for music. Matter of fact, the last week he was in the hospital, he would call and say, hey, sis, bring that phone thing and play me some music.
Aww.
Oh, that's awesome.
I mean, that was it relaxed him and made him forget everything. And
what would you play? What music would you play?
We had to play, let's see, Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Any favorite song out of, I was going to say, Sweet Home?
Sweet Home, Alabama. Yeah. But he was driving him crazy. He kept saying, oh, I want to hear this song. And I'm looking up like Lynyrd Skynyrd and all this. And the next morning I come in, he said, sis, I want to hear Liza Jane. Liza Jane. And we listened to that like 3 or 4 times. But he was so happy. And that was the last song we played together.
Oh.
So, means a lot now.
Seeing you smile about him, though, and that's why we wanted to talk to you, is because obviously he was worthy of it, and we as a group and as us trying to put this together, we regret the fact that we weren't able to give it to him.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that you can come in and talk about him and let people hear about him and the people who had the chance to meet him at the hospital and just over the course of his life, just to be able to say Jerry Conley was a great person on behalf of all of us. Congratulations to him. And thank you for coming in and accepting the award on his behalf.
Thank you. We appreciate it so much from my family. It means a lot to us. You just don't know how special this is for us.
Melinda Baldridge in the studio with us this morning on K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So we talked early this week about Carrie Underwood having an accident last weekend where she fell.
Mm-hmm.
She was at home, something about her falling on the steps, and it looked like she might have broken her wrist.
Mm-hmm.
But we kind of thought it was over with and done, right? Like she was going to be off for a little bit, but maybe have a little cast or something like that.
Yeah.
Evidently, it was much worse than the initial reports because Carrie had to undergo surgery just the other day.
Sheesh.
And she says now she'll be setting off airport metal detectors from now on.
Oh, wow.
She went on to say, and I quote, I'm so thankful for the doctors, nurses, family, and friends who have been taking such great care of me. So that injury was a lot worse than initially reported.
Well, guys, you can now own a piece of the King of Country, I mean, George Strait. His home in San Antonio is for sale, and we're talking about 12 acres here. 3 bedrooms, 4 baths with a pool and a spa, sports court, workout room with a sauna, walk-in safe, 14 fireplaces.
Wow.
And not to mention a self-contained separate guest house.
Whoa.
It's on the market right now for right around $4 million.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Maybe if we all put our money in together,
We could buy the guest house.
Yes.
I have $4 I can put in.
That's about what we can afford.
So Jason Aldean's wife, Brittany Kerr, is almost due. Like, she's going to have a baby any second. Memphis is his name, right? So she has a good sense of humor, and here's proof. Apparently, they were driving, and she is having some hormonal issues like all of us pregnant women have had before. Mm-hmm. And he is recording her, and here's what she says.
Hey, why are you crying?
Because I'm uncomfortable. In a hormonal, leave me alone.
It's like happy tears, a happy time for them, but it is funny to watch because she's looking at him like, hey, I have to laugh now, but turn that phone off.
Yes, exactly.
That's kind of the look she's given to him. And that's your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So tonight, Thursday night, David, do we have any kind of a decent Thursday night football game?
Actually, we have a really good game. The Pittsburgh Steelers taking on the Tennessee Titans.
It's been a minute since we've had a good football game.
That is true. That probably even goes for this past Sunday. But I think Thursday night football is really going to kick off a good week.
Jeez. So tonight on TV, Tim and Faith are on Jimmy Fallon. Florida Georgia Line is going to be showing up with BB Rexha on James Corden. If you're a fan of any of that country music, check that out tonight. And we'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on K-Fine.